An early wake-up call or a sign of big problems? Let's talk about it. Today's quick cast is brought to you by Martin Vintage. MartinVintage.com, where if you enter BOILED at checkout, you'll get 20% off.
Mom, thanks for watching. Purdue played three really good quarters of football, a half of stellar offensive football, honestly, and defensive football. A third quarter that was okay, had its ups and downs, but overall, three good quarters of football, and then a fourth quarter that did not resemble anything that I think we as Purdue fans thought we'd see at this point in Jeff Brohm's tenure. Brohm was outcoached. That's tough to swallow, I think, for a lot of the people that really, like me, who really, really like the guy, really think he's the right guy to look forward. And the team just got flat out whipped. They were tired. They didn't look confident. You had the veterans making big mistakes. There is not a ton of margin for error because a lot of positions don't have a lot of depth, specifically the offensive line. But the offensive line that we were so concerned to watch and to see how they do, they played damn well. They kept Sindelar mostly clean. I don't think he got hit, but two or three times the whole day. And Sindelar rushed his throws, panicked, especially in that fourth quarter, threw off his back foot. He had a couple very costly interceptions and a couple more that should have been interceptions that just weren't caught by Nevada. The situation wasn't taken advantage of. Purdue had some really, really positive things. Jay told you about that in his post this morning. Bryson Hopkins was wide open all day and seemingly could have been involved in every single play. And I think he had a drop or two. I know he had one that was important. But also, Rondale Moore was wide open a lot in that fourth quarter and was just missed. It seems like Sindelar just didn't find him. He would sit down in that zone and Sindelar didn't get in. But Moore also had a drop. On top of that costly special teams mistake, he had a drop as well. And that's going to be, I think it'll play, that will play well for Moore and Purdue in the long run, just because I think he's such a hard worker and he takes things so seriously. But those were expensive mistakes. Those cost Purdue dearly. There's no doubt about that. The special teams woes in general. You had three major special teams mistakes. You had two guys on the field with the same number. You had the botched punt off of the helmet of Horvath. And of course, you had Rondale Moore trying to go after that punt that was squirreling around. And it led, the last two led directly to points. Purdue made lots of mistakes. Purdue played really well at times and played really, really poorly at times. And guess what? It gets a lot harder. If you listen to Jeff Brohm's post-game comments, you heard him say, this schedule just gets harder. Everything gets more difficult from here, and he's right. If you listen to Elijah Sindelar's post-game comments, it was confusing to me, honestly. I've never heard his tone that cheery after a loss. I can't imagine. My older brother said, can you imagine Breeze saying that? But let's go a little off the lofty place. Let's back down to David Blau. I can't imagine David Blau sounding like that after a loss. That was very, very unusual, the tenor of it. And also, we have the biggest elephant in the room that everybody's asking about on Twitter, and that is, why is Coach Holt continually in the box? Because he's going to be there again for the Vandy game. And I have information. I have a story that I've heard from a very, very good source that says Coach Brohm and Coach Holt got into it in practice. Coach Brohm didn't appreciate Coach Holt trying to stand up against him because what it comes down to is Brohm wanted to talk to a defensive player. Holt didn't want Brohm to talk to him at that point in practice. And then Brohm said, remember, this is my team. And I think right now he's making the statement that it's still his team if that story is true. This beef is real, and it's clearly real because we know Holt likes to be on the sideline, and Coach Brohm is completely avoiding it, which I think is very smart. Handle it behind closed doors, but it trickled out. If this story is true, that's all I'm saying, is it is not very good right now. It's a very bad sign, and that's the thing I'm worried about. More than the loss, maybe, is did that loss happen because Holt wasn't on the sideline? I think you can make the argument that Holt's energy is very, very important, not just to the defense, but to the team. And so having Holt off the sideline affects everybody, right? Because he's almost like a weight coach in the fact that he is so wound up and so ready to go. He will be up in the booth again in Ross 8. I think it'll be a better atmosphere, of course, because it's Ross 8. The players will be able to handle those elements a little bit better. It's going to be a week of practice where they are going to get dialed in. I expect Purdue to look like a different team. Absolutely. But I am very, very concerned about what the long view looks like for this team and maybe even this program. We'll see what happens here. We'll see how this plays out. But if you're like me, you may be thinking 1-2 or 0-3 start is very, very possible at this point. That's not the end of the world, as we know with Coach Brohm teams. But that is surely not good in year three for Coach Brohm to start a season that poorly. Granted, nothing's happened yet. They could come out like gangbusters, level Vanderbilt. But let's remember, Vanderbilt beat a better Nevada team last year. And that stuff kind of matters to me. It plays a bit in my head, right? Especially when we watch what happened on Saturday. I'm not down in the dumps. I don't think it's the end of the world. But I do have plenty of reason for concern about my Boilermakers, about your Boilermakers. Let's see what happens this Saturday. We're going to have a podcast later on the week, a handsome hour. Jay and I are going to get together and talk a little bit more, a little more in depth about this game, the Vanderbilt game, and looking back at the Nevada game. Obviously, it's a bit better to talk about something once you've actually seen it with your own two eyes and seen what the team actually looks like. So that'll be fun. And tune into the site. We're going to have lots of stuff to talk about this week. We appreciate you tuning in. Until we talk next time, hammer down. God bless you. Have a great day.
BS all the time.